Morning, Trevor Dorsey back in from Regent Bank. Trevor, thanks for coming in this morning.
Good morning. Good to be here.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Might get a little toasty, but other than that, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Thankfully, though, we got a little bit of rain, and that should help some things here.
Yeah,
hopefully, we continue to get that.
Officially around 0.9 inches. Various rain gauges around the area probably will vary quite a bit.
Yeah.
Wind, too. I don't know about over by Regent Bank, but I know one and a lot of the areas that I know of in Nowata County, some down limbs and power outages here and there.
Yeah, there were some down trees, I guess, in not just Washington County, but there was a few over in Nowata County. But that kind of comes with these storms and the early part of summer and spring and fall. So you live in Oklahoma, you just learn to expect it, I think.
And the rest of the country would expect it of us, too. So, you know, anyway, we're talking hometown banking with Regent Bank, a bank headquartered in Nowata, Oklahoma. So,
yes, sir.
I mean, you can't get any closer to the headquarters than that.
That's right.
In the past, we've talked about service to your customers. We've talked about getting to know your customers on a first-term basis and being friends with your customers. So just kind of do a little bit of reviewing for folks.
Yeah, you know, banking is all about relationships, and we typically try to develop really great relationships with our clients, and want to develop good enough relationships. Hopefully we get multi-generational relationships out of that. When you have grandpa, you know, bringing in dad, and dad sometimes bringing in the kid, and so on and so forth. And I think over the years, of course, the bank has been in Nowata, gosh, I don't know, since the 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had a lot of that multi-generational and still trying to expound upon that and build those relationships.
Growing up in another state, but the history is the same. I think it was my dad took me down to the bank that was, you know, on the town square. And I think I had $3 in my pocket when I was, I don't know, 6 or 7, and opened up that passbook savings account, which at the time was, I don't know, paying what, 3.25% or something like that.
Yeah. Back then it was a little better interest rate probably than today. But
well, we'll hope for better things.
I was the same way. I think when I went off to college, my dad, I had an account at the bank, but needed to get a vehicle. So he took me down there, and I had to visit with the lender, and we figured out a plan and got it done. And that was my first loan, and it's all history from there, I guess.
And the process goes on, as like you said, from parent to child to parent, and keep on going.
Yes, sir.
What are we talking about this morning? I know interest rates figure into a lot of what you do, but you also cater to large and small businesses and also to nonprofits, right?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, the loan rates have been good for some time. I know the Fed has increased rates a time or two here recently, but we obviously trying to help our deposit customers on the same front, and those rates have been particularly low over the course of the last year or two. So we've put together some products and services, and knowing that nonprofit businesses really serve the community and take care of those that we serve, we put together some stuff for the nonprofit organizations just to take care of them, and we offer some special services and perks to the local nonprofit organizations. Exclusive nonprofit deposit and loan products, no monthly maintenance fees or any nonprofit deposit accounts, preferred deposit rates. We can insure deposits up to $100 million using our CDARS and ICS networks. We have some financial literacy programs available for nonprofit businesses and clients, and access to free nonprofit leadership series events.
Okay, so you are inviting nonprofits, large and small, to investigate what Regent Bank can do for them. And just because I chair a local nonprofit, I understand that you need to make those nickels look like $50 sometimes.
Oh, yeah. And I know, like I said, deposit rates have been lower, but we've got a 30-month CD right now that's 2.5%. I think that's a really good rate in the market. We on some money markets we can pay anywhere from 1.5% to 2%, depending on some of the criteria, balances, and so forth. And on those money markets, you know, you can have 6 withdrawals per month. You have access to online and mobile products, and you know, I think we will be getting some more, I guess, advertising out on these products and services. And probably if you're a nonprofit, you may get something in the mail from us, or may have somebody stop by in person to visit and talk to you about some of these products. But I think we put together good offerings for the nonprofit, because there are a lot in Bartlesville. As you said, you chair one. I sit on several boards. And
I have served on the Red Cross board. I have served on, it's just something that I don't care, again, large or small, dollars are important.
Yeah.
What does a nonprofit need to do to qualify for those? Just bring in their IRS paperwork?
Yes, sir. We would get that documentation to open the account and get them fixed up. And again, we'll be calling on a lot of those businesses, and the advertising will be going out. And so hopefully they'll see that, and at least would love the opportunity to just talk with them, nothing else. See if there's something we can do that may help them in one area or another.
Well, I think it's common knowledge. I chair the local Crime Stoppers program, and we use several financial institutions for our tipsters to pick up their rewards. And I'll bring it to the board to say, hey, we really don't have an institution in Nowata County. Maybe we should. So we'll see how that goes. But it's a business that you are giving some opportunities to with some special programs, and maybe you're going to be catering to them with some educational information as well.
Yes, sir. We're trying to put together. We do a leadership series out of Tulsa, and it's a luncheon. And do it. I think it's either once monthly, and so we're going to try to do some nonprofit leadership series where we're going to have some different speakers and some information. And then we're also going to try to once you bank with us, we'll try to send you out information monthly as a nonprofit, tips or things that may help you. And navigating the financial industry with just that information for nonprofits, and not only just on the financial side, but any information we can find that would help a nonprofit be more successful and give back and be better serving in their community.
Well, and again, it's the same message that I try to talk shop local as far as our for-profit businesses. It's important to have those local connections, and the nonprofit community depends heavily on the for-profit business community for their support, for their whether it's patronage of what they do or how they do it or how they provide their services. It's a partnership with the community.
You bet. And we have some wonderful nonprofits that give to those people that need it the most, and in certain circumstances anybody can be put in a situation where they need a little help. And I think that Bartlesville is an amazing community for the number of nonprofits that it has and the people that it serves, and the people that most of those nonprofits, a lot of the people are giving their time to help those. I'm sure you do, I do. So we want to make sure that we help them and they can be as successful as they can and give them back.
And that's the same type of advice that you give your for-profit customers, whether it's ag lending or business lending, or for that matter, for their personal business, for that car, for that savings account for the young person to go off to school and start a career.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And right now we're getting to see a little bit of the ag business is picking up. We're getting to the time of year people are cutting hay, maybe need some new equipment. Maybe expanding their cattle operation or buying new real estate. So, and again, those rates on the loan side have been pretty good for the last few years. And even with the Fed increasing them, they're still very attractive rates. So we're in a good spot, I think, banking wise. And our current administration is trying to help make a few changes so that it makes our life a little easier in being able to support local businesses and get them money faster and take care of them with products and services maybe before, where it was a little harder to do. So
yeah, it's been discussed that the Fed likely to hike interest rates a couple more times probably this calendar year. We'll see how that shakes out, but that seems to be out there. And and so now really is a great time for that ag lending before things do whatever it is they're going to do.
They always say every time they're going to do it. I gather that this week there might be a hike in the rates by quarter, but toward the end of the year, I don't see them doing that because it is an election year. A lot of times they steer clear of that whenever when they're in the election year. So I think we could hopefully avoid maybe just one more hike if they're going to do it. I'm hoping. So we'll see how that goes.
Well, the Fed likes to talk about their independence, but yeah, they have to be conscious of what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that all shakes out. But regardless, particularly for your business, whether it's a brick-and-mortar business or an ag business or whatever it might be, when you need the money is whenever you need the money. And sometimes that need for a repair for ag equipment doesn't come around until it's broken.
Yes, sir. And again, this time of year, it seems like there's a lot of that going on with hay season upon us, and I've seen a lot of it out there. I love the smell this time of year when, you know, they got that hay cut and you're driving down the road. I got to roll down the window so I can smell that.
It is, and if it's cool enough, you can sleep with the windows open and smell good all night.
Yeah, that's yes, sir. But I can remember doing a lot of that square bale hauling, which don't see a whole lot of that anymore. It's more round bale.
I have helped hoist some of those to some place more vertical than the back of the truck I was standing in at the time.
Yes, sir. The kids today won't get to understand that joy, I guess, of being out there in 100 degrees, swinging hay around.
I've spent a couple of summers. Of course, I grew up in Illinois, where detasseling corn in the hot months of July and August was done too. So
yeah, that was a chore right there. I'm sure.
You get on the truck taking out to the field somewhere off 5:30 or so in the morning and come back. Well, you've done your day's work by 2 in the afternoon, and you're hot and sweaty.
At least you're shutting it down, maybe getting into the hottest part of the day. You go find the creek or something.
I was going to say, as a teenager, you could find some cold water, whether it was the creek or the swimming pool or whatever it might have been.
We always had some spring-fed pond or spring-fed creeks, and it didn't matter what time of the year. Those things were just ice cold, and so it was always about that time in the afternoon, if you're having to work in the hay field or building fence, you'd find that creek.
Absolutely. And that's something you talk about with your customers, those relationships, those memories, those common things that we all do together and make good banking relationships for you.
Oh, yes, sir. I think, especially in Washington, Osage, and Owatta counties, we're it seems like that's where our client base is. And so a lot of those customers can relate to all of our employees because we've all kind of grown up in that same environment and had the same experiences. And so it's nice sharing those and reliving those because as you get older, it's a little bit harder to do some of that stuff that you did once when you're younger. So, but it's enjoyable. I think our staff does a great job of just getting out and get to know people and that's number one. We want to take the opportunity for you to get to know us and us to know you, and that way we're there when you need us, and it makes it a little easier when you do call up and need something. We know your history, we know the relationship, and so
if you have a relationship with your banker, then you don't. If not, consider a relationship with Regent Bank.
Yes, sir.
You're a real obvious location, but if people don't drive through town, maybe we better say you're right there on the corner, right?
We are. We are on the corner of Highway 60 and Maple in Nowata. It's a big two-story white building, and we finally got some new signs on the mm-hmm. building, and so it's hard to miss now that those signs are up. And our drive-through is just a street over behind the post office. So if you're needing to go to ATM or deposit or something and you're in a hurry, you can swing through the drive-thru. If not, we'd love to see you inside the main building.
Or if you use a computer keyboard or your smartphone, you're there with them 24/7.
Yes, sir. That's the incredible thing about banking and to see how far we've come where you can take a picture of your check and deposit it into your account just like that. You can transfer money from one account to another from your mobile device, laptop, tablet. You don't have to be at the bank anymore. We see, we have customers that take advantage of those opportunities because life today is pretty chaotic. It seems like it's a lot busier now than it ever has, at least for me. Of course, with three boys, you got one going one direction, one going another. My wife Beth and I feel like bus drivers, I think, a lot of times where we're trying to get one kid from one place to the next.
Only until they decide they want to drive the bus.
Yeah.
And then you can get a car loan from Regent Bank.
That's right.
Trevor Dorsey, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And if you represent a nonprofit, then talk to the folks at Regent Bank.
Well, I appreciate it, Charlie, and thank you, and you guys have a great day.
Thank you very much. All right. That's our one-on-one session with Trevor Dorsey from Region